Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. We know we love God's children if we love God and obey his commandments. Loving God means keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome, for every child of God defeats the evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. And who can win this battle against the world? Only those who believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
Great, there we go. Well, I don't know about you, but it's really exciting, I think, when we have lots of children in church. And what's even cooler is when we have generations of families in church. And so you can kind of look up the generations and you can see how people maybe are similar to each other. So I think we've got, have we got any three-generation families in church today? Nearly. Yes, over there. That's brilliant. That's great. And it's really good, isn't it? Because when we look at somebody, we think, God, they really look like their parents, or they really look like their grandparents. Now, the passage that we had read to us from the Bible today helps us to think about how Christians are children of God, and how we know that they are children of God. So when we think about our mums and dads, and we think, well, how do we know that we're their child? Well, we look at them and we go, well, maybe I look like them. Maybe we have the same surname. And maybe as we get older and we look at ourselves, we think, goodness, I'm starting to sound like them. And then when you have your own children and you start saying things that your parents said to you, and you said, I'm never going to say that to my kids. And then it just kind of pops out of your mouth. And you think, where did that come from? I never thought I'd say that to my kids. And we do because we like our parents, aren't we? Well, John says that God's children are to be like him. But the question is, how do we know that we are one of God's children? How do we know that? Well, John tells us a couple of things. He says, first of all, God's children, and look at chapter 5, verse 1, believe that Jesus is the Christ. Believe that Jesus is God's special king. That's how we know we're one of God's children. They believe that Jesus is one of God's special king. And then when we look at chapter 5, verse 5, God's children believe that Jesus is the Son of God, the only one who was ever perfect and could die in our place. Let me try and explain that in a different way. So, to believe that, to be one of God's children means that we believe that Jesus is the Christ and Jesus is God's Son. Now, I want you to just imagine for now that this light up here, that light represents God, okay? And this hand here represents us as people. And you see, there's a problem. Let me grab this. There's a problem. And that is this. This book is like sin. And sin is the stuff that we do wrong. The times when we reject God, the times when we say, do you know what? I don't want God to be my king. I want to be ruler over my own life. And can you see, the light can't get onto us. We can't know God because there's a blockage of sin there. This hand represents Jesus. And when we're one of God's children, we go, do you know what? Jesus is the Christ. He's God's special king. Jesus is God's Son, the only one who was perfect. And because Jesus is God's special Son, because he's God's special king, this is what he came to do. He said, do you know what? I'm going to come to the cross. I'm going to take all of that stuff that you've done wrong, all the times you've rejected me, and I'm going to take it onto myself. So do you see now, the light can hit the hand, and we can know God. We can be one of God's children. And to be one of God's children means we believe that. We believe that that's what Jesus came to do. He came to take away our sin because he was the Christ, God's rescuing Saviour King, and because he was God's Son, the only one who could do that. If you're a Christian here today, you're one of God's children. Even if you are a young child here today and you believe that Jesus is God's special rescuing King who came to rescue us from sin, then you are one of God's children. And that's a brilliant and an amazing thing to remember. And John says this: everyone who believes that Jesus the Christ has become a child of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his children too. Because you see, if we're one of God's children, then we love God. Because we're so thankful and grateful for what Jesus came to do, taking away that barrier of sin so that we could know God again. And a question I have for everybody here today, whatever your age, is this: do you love God? Do you love God? I don't mean, do you love the idea of God? So, for example, you might say, oh, I really love that film star. I really love my favourite footballer. Well, you don't really love them, because unless you're very impressive, you don't know them, do you? They're just a film star or a footballer that you might see on the TV. You don't actually love them because you can't know them. We can only love people when we know them. But we can love God because we know God. We can know God through his word, the Bible. But how do we love God? Well, John wants to tell us how we can love God. And the first thing he says is this: we love God by loving each other. That's strange, isn't it? We love God by loving each other. But how do we do that? We might think we love each other by being kind and caring. We look out for each other. Maybe we take some food round when they're feeling rotten. Or maybe we send a card or a text message. And all of those are good or important. And elsewhere in the Bible it tells us we need to do those things. But John says something else. How do we love each other? Well, we love each other by loving God and by keeping his commands. That's how we love each other. We love each other by loving God and keeping his commands. That's what it says in verse 2. And you see, when we obey God's commands, that helps us to help other people follow God and love God. And it's something which is a real joy. It's an excitement. It's not meant to be something that's rubbish. Now, Effie and Finn are going to help me right now. I've already asked them, so they know they're going to do that. Can you two come up and just help me a minute? Because it's a bit like this. Now, Effie and Finn, you've already agreed to do this. You're going to do everything that I tell you to do. Yeah, is that all right? Awesome. Right. Can you do some star jumps? Do you know how to do that? Like this. All right. Go on. That's it. Keep going. Yeah, keep going. Lovely. Good. How long can you do that for? Brilliant. Right, stop doing star jumps. Excellent. Right. Now, can you run on the spot? Good. Excellent. That's brilliant. Right, now, what I want you to do, stop running on the spot. I want you to go through there, round there, walk round there, until you get to the back over there. Okay, go. Good. That's it, keep going. You can be a bit quicker if you want. Not too slow. That's it, good, excellent. Right. Now, okay, now I want you to walk down to here, all right? good. And I want you to pull faces behind Mark's back. No, behind Mark's back. Pull some faces behind Mark's back. He doesn't know. Go on. Pull some. Go on. That's it. Those are rubbish faces. Go on, pull some faces behind Mark's. Yeah, that's a good one. Excellent. Right. Now I want you to go to the back. And I want you to say hello to Martin. And I want you to take what Martin is going to give you. Oh, I want you to bring that up to the front, please, and show everybody what you have been given. Hold them up. Oh, there's a box of Maltesers there. Right, now, final thing I'd like you to do is open the box and eat some Maltesers. Go on, open the box, eat the Maltesers. How do you open it? I'm sure you can work it out, it's a box of chocolate. You need to pull the bit out inside. Okay, now I've just been told Effie doesn't like chocolate, so I'm not going to make Effie eat chocolate, but Finn, you like chocolate, don't you? Please say yes. Good. Right, Finn, you can eat chocolate for Effie. That's a good thing, that's always a good thing. Go on, keep it. Is that nice? Yeah? It's no pleasing some people, is there? He's only eaten one. Right, you guys can sit down. Thank you very much. Now, Effie and Finn did those ridiculous, stupid things. I hope, because they know me a bit, and because they trust me a bit as well. And they did those things for me. And at the end of the day, apart from I didn't know that Effie didn't like chocolate, which slightly scuppers me. But anyway, at the end of the day, there was something really great and really nice. And actually, what I was asking them to do was something which most of us would think was pretty good. It resulted in chocolate and eating chocolate, even though Finn didn't want to eat too much. You can keep going if you want, or share them around later. But you see, when we trust somebody and know somebody, and they ask us to do things that are good, like eat chocolate, actually, it's a real joy to do that. It's something that we want to do. And John says, when we love God, when we know God, the way we love each other and the way we love God is to obey God, and that's something that is a brilliant thing to do. Obedience requires trust. And we do that, we obey God, because actually his commands are right. Look at what Psalm 119 says. You are righteous, Lord, and your laws are right. You see, what God tells us to do is right and it's good. Now, we might not always understand why. And it might be hard. So Effie and Finn looked at me rather peculiarly on a number of occasions during that because they were thinking, what on earth is Andy asking us to do? This is just a bit weird, isn't it? They didn't know why they were asking me. I was asking them to do certain things, but they did it anyway because they trusted me. And at the end of the day, what I was asking them to do was something that was good. And you see, as Christians, as God's children, when we obey God, we encourage other people to do that, to do the same. Now, let me show you a little video. Has anybody seen a series on Channel 4 called The Secret Life of 4-year-olds, 5-year-olds? There's different series. Okay, this is a little bit from The Secret Life of, I think, 4-year-olds, something like that. There's some little children and they're in a nursery. And they're about to have a very large chocolate cake put in front of them, which they're not meant to eat or touch. Let's see what happens, shall we? Okay, the sound's not working. But you can probably get the gist of what they're saying. It looks pretty good, doesn't it? Now, The girls actually say to each other, oh, you shouldn't eat that cake. And they don't. Then it goes out to the boys. The boys are rather chuffed by the fact that the chocolate cake has just been placed in their midst. And this dude here, he's like got his head full over it. He's sniffing it. And he's being told, actually, that's the worst thing you can do. He's basically taking in everything into his senses. And it's just becoming unbearable. And he's like, oh, I love chocolate cake. Don't you? Yeah, I love chocolate cake as well. It's amazing, isn't it? And they're just, look, how much closer could you get without shoving your face in it? Not very much closer. Oh, and the finger goes in. He knows he shouldn't, but he just can't resist it, can he? These guys are watching and thinking this is hilarious. And he's trying to justify himself, another one, and then the tongue's going. You see, they just can't resist, can they? Because you see, their mates are kind of, there's this sort of mentality, when you're all together, you all kind of encourage each other, don't you? When there's one person on their own, it's kind of easier. And, oh man, it's making me feel hungry now. I'm going to stop that. It's going to make me feel too hungry. But you see, when you've got all the people together, they're sort of egging each other on. They're saying, oh, look how delicious that chocolate cake is. Look how amazing it smells. Oh, and it tastes pretty good too, as they kind of nick a little bit of the cake, and then they just can't resist it anymore, and in goes the face and the tongue, and they start licking it and all the rest of it. Well, you see, when we obey God, actually, in the same way as they encourage each other to eat the chocolate cake, if we all obey God and live His way, if we do that together, we'll encourage each other not to disobey God and eat the chocolate cake, but we'll encourage each other to obey God and to do what He wants us to do. You see, it's great when we work together as Christians and across the generations to love God and to obey Him. So, some of you older children, actually, when you live for God and when you love God, you'll encourage the younger children to live for God and to obey Him. Us adults, actually, the way we live for God will help younger generations live for Him. Actually, what we do and say affects other people. So, our attitude to church, our attitude to money, our attitude to relationships, even if we find what the Bible says hard, if we obey God, then actually, that's our way of loving each other. You see, we often think we want to do things our own way. We think we know better. We think maybe sometimes we don't trust God's word. But to love God is to obey God. Look at what Jesus says. You are my friends if you do what I command. You see, if we don't obey God, then it's saying we don't really love God. And obeying isn't just, and loving isn't just a feeling. Actually, it's an action. It's something that we do when we love and when we obey God. And something we need to think about how we do. So how do we know we're a Christian? How do we know that we're a child of God? Well, actually, if we love and obey God. If we love each other and we obey God. And so I'm going to give, or the people at the back are going to give each of you one of these when you leave. Just a little picture of the diagram I had earlier on. And on the back, it says, it's got three questions. And whatever your age, these are questions I'd love you to have a bit of a think about when you go home, maybe over lunch or something like that. And these are the questions. How can we love each other more? When do you find it hard to obey God? And how can we help each other to obey God? Those are the three questions I'd love you to have a think about. And maybe pray about that together. Because if we're one of God's children, we'll love each other, we'll love God, and we'll obey God. Should we pray together? Loving Father, thank you so much that you loved us first by sending your Son Jesus. Your Son Jesus, who took away that barrier of sin. Your Son Jesus, who was your Christ, your special saving King. Lord, thank you for sending him. And thank you that when we believe in Jesus, we're a child of God. And as children of God, help us to love you. Help us to love each other. And help us to joyfully obey you. In Jesus' name, amen.